has been cured. And that's what I say. Not a scar, but it's been cured. It's been repaired. It's like new. We think of the Lord we serve that has the ability to cure us. And this Isaiah 33:6, behold, I'll bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Recently, we've been looking at, since the beginning of the year, we're looking at this powerful passage in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, all the way down, Paul's prayer. And every time we see the word I or they or you or us, we put our names there without doing any violation. And we have really seen God really begin to work. Listen to this. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Look what it says here. Remember, I would say like this. Behold, Ron, will I bring it health and cure, and I will cure Ron and will reveal unto Ron the abundance of peace and truth. Let me hold on to this chair. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them. I will bring Ron health and cure, and I will cure Ron, and reveal unto Ron the abundance of peace and truth. You talk about healing. I can't wait to get somewhere and preach this. In some convention somewhere. I'll see hundreds healed. Hundreds will be healed catching hold of this. Wow. Wow. See what it says? See, now cure. 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 That's what it, go with the cure. We go to doctors and we get the what? Cure, right? We take meds, no problem there. We take medicine to help us get cured, restored. Now, we know that God is Jehovah and all healing comes from Him. And in this word study, if you examine the title Raphael, you find out there's a built-in community of how we're healed. God's telling us in Jeremiah 33:6 how we get healed. It's there. It's right in front of us. He's telling us how we're healed. We're healed by the actual letters in Hebrew. We say, well, we don't know Hebrew. No, but I'm telling you, this is how it's done. This is how it happens. See, in this word, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, Jehovah. There's three letters. One letter, I'm not going to go into this, has a alpha. It has a Jehovah element. And all healing comes from Him. And the other letter represents the mouth or powerful speech. Whoa. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Remember, the world was created by speech. God first imagined creation and then spoke it into being, right? And He's given us that same authority. James chapter 4, verse 2. Have not because we ask not. So there's healing involved in speech or prayer. That's why you pray aloud. That's why it's so important. Then the third letter represents repentance. Wow. See, a lot of times the first letter is ignored. And there's been times that I know people were not being healed because they maintained sin in their life. That's what happens. I remember I was very ill for a long time. I got out of the Air Force, long story short, and I came out of the Air Force. I was very sick for a long time, and nobody could help me. I went to the doctors, and my pastor came. He said, I want to talk to you. And he said, get in the car. I got in the car, never left the front of my house, never left it. He said, Ron, I want to talk to you. I said, sure, pastor. He said, you've been sick. We prayed, we prayed, we prayed. I said, yes, I thank you for that. And he said, I'm going to ask you a point blank question. And I got to know. I said, Pastor Bowers, you're the second or third pastor in my life. I had a pastor when I was just a baby. We moved to out of that area and found a church, a sister church that was in that part of Brooklyn. We went to Canarsie and we found that church, and I had a second pastor, and he, after I was, you know, grown up, left. He felt led of the Lord to leave, and you came and you became my pastor. I only had three pastors in my life, and I'm sure he's going to respect you. He said, okay. 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 I said, what do you want? And he said, Ronnie, look at me. He said, look at me. And he was in behind the wheel, and I was sitting in passenger seat. He said, look at me. And we're parked right in front of my house, and he looked me straight in the eye. It was eyeball to eyeball. And he said, Ron, I'm going to ask you a question. We have prayed for you. We have believed God for you. We've laid hands on you. We've anointed you with oil, and you're still struggling. Here's the question I'm going to ask you. He said, is there any hidden sin in your life? Are you doing anything out there that nobody knows about it? Are you out there doing whatever? He said, I'm not going to, you know, have a catalog of what you could be doing, but is there anything in your life? Search your soul. Search your soul. Search your soul. And I said, okay, and he was quiet. And I sat there in that car outside my house with the pastor, and said, Brother Bowers, his name is Ivan Bowers. I said, Brother Bowers, as far as I know, as I search my heart, I don't believe there's anything in my heart that will prevent my healing from God. He said, okay, Ron, I want to be sure. Not long after, in a church service, I moved my family. Mom was from Jacksonville. Dad was a New Yorker. Mom always wanted to go back home after they retired. So I, not long after that, I took them home. And in a church service, one day my aunt called me and said, Ronnie, I want you to be in church tonight at this particular place. And I said, fine. Margaret and I were getting very serious about our future. I called her and I said, come with me. So we went, sat there, and in the middle of the service, my aunt got up, walked across the church, grabbed me by the arm, and said, Pastor, this guy's Ronnie Zimmer. He is my nephew, and he needs healing. It took less than 2 minutes when the power of God healed me from head to foot, left to right, inside and out. I never had that problem again. Cure. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. That is Jeremiah 33:6. Apply that to your life right now. Behold, God says, I will bring it. I'm the it there. You're the it there. Behold, I will bring Ron health and cure, and I will cure Ron and reveal unto Ron the abundance of peace and truth. Claim that right now, wherever you are in the world, because we got people on from everywhere. Do that right now. Let me tell you, I had no intention of doing this at all. That's how come I know it was a God moment. This is a God moment. I had no intention of teaching this today. When that rabbi went into that hospital where a man was dying in a coma, and he tells the nurse, get him a full meal. And the doctor says, he is dying. He's not going to make it. He's in a coma. And the rabbi insisted, give him a full meal. Not long after that, the man awakened. And the food was in front of him on the tray. Isn't that great? The food was there. So, he started eating. And everybody was astounded. The food was sitting on the little table. He awakens, sees the food, and eats the whole meal. Wow. 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 And the doctor ran over and said, Rabbi, how did this happen? And here's what the rabbi said. He said, In the spirit, I spoke to that man's spirit. I've done that many times. You have to understand the spirit realm to do this. And as he was laying there, I was speaking not to the dying man, not to the man's flesh, but I'm speaking to the spirit of that man. And I told that man that he needed to ask Jehovah to forgive him of his sins. And when he does and he promises to follow the Lord, read the Torah, read the first five, he would be healed. And in the spirit realm. Here's a rabbi saying this. Some Christians don't even understand this. Wow, they have not a clue. They don't have a clue about this. Because they're not being taught. That's another issue. And as the rabbi speaking to the doctor, as I was doing spirit to spirit, not person to person, but spirit to spirit, in the man's heart, he asked God to forgive him. And the moment he asked God to forgive him inside of him, he was instantly healed. And here's what the rabbi said. Once the spiritual part of the man was healed, the physical healing was easy. Huh? Are you there? Worldwide? The healing part was easy. And we struggle. And we go through this. So I did this, 9:30 or so, something like that. When I do my word studies every day, one study, the Hebrew word study, and the other, the Aramaic word study. I do one each. And I saw this morning, and I studied this. Behold, I'll bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I said, God, that's the scripture for today. That's the promise for those that are sick today. That's the promise for those that need healing today. That's the promise for those that need deliverance today. It's right there in front of us. Right there in front of us. I have a Bible that I have, and the only thing I put in that Bible is promises that God has given me like this, and I mark them down, and there's nothing else written in that Bible but that. And I number those promises, and I keep a running number of the promises of God that God spoke directly to me. I guarantee you, when this program's over, I'm going to go and get that Bible. It's right on the other end of my desk, on the other end of the consoles here. And I'm going to get that Bible and open it up and write that scripture down and underline it in that Bible. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I'm telling you, I can't wait to get involved in the next conference I do. I just can't wait, because that's the first thing I'm going to tell them. First thing I'm going to tell them will be that passage. But I'm telling it to you. I'm telling it to you. Right now, wherever you are, whomever you are, wherever you are in this world, and you're everywhere in this world, we're going to claim right here. We're going to claim this for the prodigals. The prodigals are sick spiritually, and a lot of them are sick physically. There's Christians that are sick. Sick, sick. They need a cure. That cure is coming. I'm going to walk you through this. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to walk you through it. We're going to pray for you, pray for the prodigals at one time. This is a demarcation moment for somebody, somewhere. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and will cure them, and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Now, I want you to see this. I'll walk through again, and I'll substitute my name where it should go. All right, and then we walk through it again, and then you can substitute your name or somebody you know, whomever. And then we're going to do it again and substitute the prodigals, all of them, at one time. Here's what it says, Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring Ron health and cure, and I will cure Ron and reveal unto Ron the abundance of peace and truth. Oh, Lord, thank you. Now, let's add your name. Whoever you want to do, we'll do that. Are you ready? Behold, I will bring, say your name. Behold, I will bring your name, health and cure. And I will cure, say your name, and will reveal unto, say your name, the abundance of peace and truth. I'm not going to say anything at all. I'm just going to read the verse. I'll pause where you need to put your name. Okay, you're ready by faith. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring health and cure, and I will cure and reveal unto the abundance of peace and truth. Hallelujah. Now, it's prodigal day. Was praying for the prodigals. Behold, I will bring the prodigals health and cure, and I will cure the prodigals and reveal unto the prodigals the abundance of peace and truth. What a moment right here for somebody. Just what a moment for somebody right now. You claim Isaiah. Check that. You claim Jeremiah 33:6. We're going to do it one more time. One more time. Behold, I will bring it, health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Claim that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Claim it right this moment in Jesus' name. Amen.